Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel wins a permanent injunction on behalf of the Child Evangelism Fellowship Ministry against an Indiana school district. We're going to be talking about this great victory on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, an Indiana federal court recently approved a permanent injunction against the Indiana school district for its censorship against the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club. We filed a federal lawsuit because they would not grant equal access to the Good News Club because of its religious Christian perspective. We ultimately won that case, and now they have to pay $85,000 in attorney's fees for their unconstitutional acts against the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club. Matt, this is a great decision. We've never lost a case at the final court of appeal or at the final end on any Good News Child Evangelism Fellowship case in our history.
And you would think that that mere fact that Liberty Counsel, the Good News Clubs, the Child Evangelism Fellowship are batting a thousand.
Right.
When these anti-First Amendment cases take place, when these school districts attack and discriminate against and try to censor the Good News Clubs, you would think that they would exercise a little due diligence, a cursory yeah. investigation, just a cursory investigation to say, hey, I wonder if anybody else has tried this, and I wonder what's happened when they did. Well, they would find out that Liberty Counsel on dozens of occasions have defended the Good News Clubs, that they've won every single time. It would have saved the taxpayers, and it would have saved right. this school district $85,000 if they had spent 10 minutes with Google.
Yeah, it's like, let the school district do some math, you know. Good News Clubs batting at least 1,000, school districts, zero. You know, that kind of that yeah. kind of weighs out what you would do. It's not Common Core or anything fancy about that. It's just the math,
yeah,
you know.
You don't even have to resort to Common Core fuzzy math.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Pretty easy.
It's a pretty
you know,
direct
and I love
formula,
these cases yeah. because it's always good news about these clubs, you know. So it's like, you know, get a clue here that God is going to take care of these children and allow them to hear the good news of the gospel in these after-school programs, you know, and you cannot discriminate against them, allow other clubs the same rights to not be charged to have the facilities and then try to charge the Christian. It's like, that does not compute.
You know, in this case here, this school district, the school district of Pike Township in Indiana, they for 2 years continued to discriminate against Child Evangelism Fellowship. Unlike the other groups after school that they were allowing free usage, they charged CEF for using the place for the Good News Club meetings. They waived the fees for other similarly situated non-religious groups. And for 2 years, this school district ignored CEF's numerous attempts to resolve the constitutional violations. So this is not like some knee-jerk reaction, we're going to go file suit because we didn't like what you're doing. 2 years trying to resolve this, we got involved, sent a demand letter. We never, on these kinds of cases, file a lawsuit without sending a demand letter overviewing what the law is. So they had lots of opportunity to change their position. They refused. We ended up filing a federal lawsuit, and they began to realize the folly of their ways, that they're not going to win this case. And we got to the point where we got a preliminary injunction. And then they realized, hey, they're going to lose big time if they continue to litigate this. So they ultimately saw the handwriting on the wall. We now have a permanent injunction, meaning that permanently they cannot go back to where they were before. They must allow Good News Clubs on campus. They must treat them equally. They must waive the fees, just like they do for the non-religious groups that they have been doing so for so many years.
And don't forget that court also ordered the district to pay back every penny that they charged that CEF.
Right, because they overcharged them for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they have to pay back all that money
in addition to
the $85,000.
Yeah, so that's really, look at the math. You know?
And again, this is the Indiana Metropolitan School District of Pike Township, and they're doing their citizens in that area a real disservice here. All they had to do, again, as you mentioned, Matt, every possible opportunity was afforded to them over a two-year period, culminating in a demand letter before a lawsuit was even filed. So it's not like the Good News Club, it's not like Child Evangelism Fellowship are the bullies here, and they're trying everything they possibly can to say, look, you can't do this. This is a violation of law in the United States Constitution. And finally, at least, you know, the school district finally started to wake up and see that the writing was on the wall. But after 2 years of needless nonsense and $85,000+ later.
Yeah, plus the money that they had to pay back the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club for overcharging them for 2 years.
Yeah.
Rather than waiving the fee like they do for the other secular non-religious groups that are similarly situated. You know, in this particular case, they had plenty of opportunity to change course. They didn't. Mm-hmm. And when I say we haven't ever lost a case that's been at the final litigation, whether it's Court of Appeals or going back down to the trial court, we've won every single case that we've ever filed suit on, every single one. That doesn't even take into consideration the cases that we win that never get filed. So all the cases that we've ever filed in court, we've never lost one at the final resolution of this case. We've never lost one. But of those cases that are filed in court, there are hundreds that are resolved without having to go to court. Like this one here, could have been one of those. It could have been one had, when they got the demand letter, they changed course. Wouldn't have cost them anything. And they would have been able to move on. It would be very little problem for them. That's what happens in most of the situations. So we've never lost any of those. It's only when, after sending the demand letter, these schools continue to violate the Constitution that we file in court. And of all those, we've won every one of those. So it is hundreds of cases that we have successfully resolved, either pre-litigation or post-litigation. The point, however, is that these clubs have equal access. It's very clear. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled you can't discriminate against Christian viewpoints. I think the Attorney General, frankly, of New York, that says you can't have viewpoints in America ought to learn from that.
But really?
That's
send
a whole different story.
Yeah.
That's a whole different issue. But the Supreme Court says you can't discriminate against Christian viewpoints, as that particular case at the U.S. Supreme Court involved a Child Evangelism Fellowship case. And then there's all different kinds of permutations that these schools try to then spin off. Well, they'll allow you on campus, but they're going to charge you a fee, but not the others. Allow you on campus, but they're going to put you at a time when it's inconvenient, unlike the others. Allow you on campus, but you can't advertise, so no one knows that you're there. Equal access means equal treatment in every area. And these Good News Clubs are so good. They are for K-5 through 12-year-old children. That's the primary group of students, elementary school. They come in after school. Volunteers come there. They also have summer programs. They have neighborhood programs. It is a great ministry, Child Evangelism Fellowship. If you want to be involved with it, let us know. We'll put you in touch with this ministry.
You know, and it's such a positive influence. It's such a positive win for the school district. I mean, they've surveyed the children who are involved in these clubs, and they see, you know, better behavior than the other students. So it's a positive win-win for the school district. So I don't understand why they fight against these so much.
And Matt, you've talked about the statistics about when young people start learning about the good news of the gospel early on, it tends to anchor itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, 85%. If you do a survey, and this is also backed up not only by the history of Child Evangelism Fellowship since its inception in 1937, but also by George Barna in his research, Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions, that if you do a survey of adults and you ask them, when did they first accept Jesus Christ? It would have been before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. 85% of them will say that.
Right. And their behavior, though, reflects that in the school.
Oh, yeah.
And now they may have a deeper relationship and a commitment and something later, or a recommitment, but that's when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, their behavior changes for the good. I mean, who would argue against having good morals and character? I mean, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been encouraging learning, spiritual growth, moral development, and service to children since 1937.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. Every school, every elementary school should have a Good News Club in its facility. And the mission statement or motto of CEF is every child, every nation, every day. It's the largest Christian ministry in the world, in more nations than any other ministry on the planet. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We, again, can't help Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we do that every day, among many other things we do. Without your prayers and your regular financial commitment, you can contribute to Liberty Council at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.